Penguin Random House Audio presents Personality Isn't Permanent. Break free from self-limiting beliefs and rewrite your story by Benjamin Hardy, PhD. Read for you by Sean Pratt. A painting is never finished. It simply stops in interesting places. Paul Gardner. Introduction. A personality test almost ruined my life. My wife, the woman I love the most in the world and have five wonderful children with, almost didn't marry me because of a personality test. A very popular personality test while I was in college was called the Color Code, which categorizes people into one of four colors. Reds are your type A go-getters, driven by ambition and self-interest. Blues are heart-centered and relationship-based. Whites are introspective and often passive. Yellows seek fun and are the life of the party. Lauren was a red. So when her family found out that I was a white, they were very concerned. Lauren had previously been married to an abusive and self-absorbed guy who was also a red. Her parents thought, given her interest in me, that she might be going too far in the opposite direction to compensate, or that she was being overly cautious to avoid the trauma of her prior marriage. Like many others who put stock in personality tests, Lauren's family considered the color code to have some validity and truth. They saw people through the tests lens as one of four types. If this guy is a white and she's a red, she's going to walk all over him with their genuine concerns. She needs a real man, not a white. She was wondering the same thing. Could a red and a white really work together? Whites rarely get promoted at work. Whites are pushovers. Whites are dreamers but don't stick to long-term goals. Luckily for me, Lauren gave me a chance. She got to know me, and after we were together a while in a great relationship, she took the leap of faith against her prejudgment of whites and her parents' initial concerns. Lauren and I laugh about this now, happily married, with five kids and 14 years of combined formal psychology education later, but the fact remains, a personality test almost ruined our life together. I'm not the only one who's been misdiagnosed or unfairly limited by a personality test. In fact, you likely have also fallen prey to this epidemic. The color code is just one of countless popular personality frameworks sweeping through modern culture. Some other major culprits include the Myers-Briggs type indicator, the DISC assessment, the Winslow personality test, NEO, Hexaco, Berkham, Enneagram, Inkblots, and more. The list goes on, and it doesn't stop. It won't stop. It seems like hundreds of new tests are devised every single day. The obsession with personality is so ridiculous that in 2019, Facebook had to ban personality quizzes and other apps with minimal utility. This happened after more than 87 million people had given away their personal information in exchange for the answer to a personality quiz. Personality tests can be interesting, entertaining, and playful, yes, but there's a dark reality about them and the entire notion of personality in general, which limits and in some cases ruins the lives of countless people. The mainstream perspective is that your personality is the real and authentic you. Your personality is innate and, for the most part, unchangeable. As a result, your job as a human being is to gather enough information and experience to find the right personality test in order to adequately discover your hidden personality. Once you make this all-important discovery, you are then enabled to build your entire life around that personality. This life you build may not be the one you'd have chosen for yourself, but it's the life you were born to live. It's the hand you were dealt. To do anything otherwise would be disastrous, painful, and delusional. Through all of this is the underlying assumption that you were born hardwired as the person you are, and you cannot change that. The truth is, though, that virtually everyone wants to change their personality. Recent research at the University of Illinois proves this. Over 90% of people report being dissatisfied with at least some aspect of their personality, which they hope to improve for the better. Despite wanting the change, people have been led to believe they can't. Many popular schools of psychology argue that personality is innate, immutable, and fixed. The reason personality is viewed as fixed is because, as a rule, psychologists place extreme emphasis and value on the past. A core tenet of many personality theories is that the past is the greatest predictor of the future. This comes from the common viewpoint of causal determinism, the idea that everything that happens or exists is caused by prior conditions or events. From this view, people are caused by prior events like one domino in a toppling chain. The word caused here is extreme, not influenced or guided, but caused. Being caused by the past means you have no choice or possibility in the matter of who you are and what you can do. Instead, you're forced to accept whatever personality you have been dealt. Who you are right now is simply a domino being toppled over by your past experiences. You can't change the past. You can only discover and better understand who you really are and why. This is why people seek to discover or find themselves. They are looking for who they are. For most, the notion that you can imagine and create yourself and your own personality almost sounds ridiculous, like magical thinking. But does it have to be this way? Is your personality actually fixed and unchangeable? No, it's not. And there is a lot of data, especially newly unearthed data, that proves this. If you're someone who's tried making big changes in your life but feels stuck or discouraged, then this audio program is for you. The argument of this book is that your personality doesn't matter. Even more, your personality is not the most fundamental aspect of who you are. Instead, your personality is surface level, transitory, and a byproduct of something much deeper. The most fundamental aspect of your humanity is your ability to make choices and stand by those choices, what Viktor Frankl called the last of human freedoms, to choose one's own way. Choosing your own way has at least two key meanings: making decisions about what you want to happen, and choosing how you respond to what does happen. Choosing one's own way is what makes one human, and the more you own the power of your own decision-making, the more your life and outcomes will be within your control. Making decisions and choosing your own way are not necessarily easy. There are constraints that both limit and heavily influence your ability to make choices. The two most crucial factors influencing your ability to make choices are your social and cultural environments, as well as your emotional development as a person. The more emotionally evolved you become, the less defined you'll be by your past, and the less constrained you'll be by your circumstances. Instead of being fixed, you will be flexible. Instead of avoiding or suppressing emotions, you'll embrace and be transformed through them. You'll courageously pursue the life you truly want, regardless of how impossible or difficult it may currently seem to you or those around you. You'll deal with whatever emotions, lessons, or struggles come along the way. Through your learning and experience, you'll transform as a person. Your circumstances will change. From this moment forward, you can forget about silly personality test.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?